Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One of the words that we don't like to talk about in the Christian church is competition. We often say we are not in competition with each other. We try to raise competitive-free kids, but we find that that's next to impossible because competition is hardwired into our brains. Think of Cain and Abel with their competition to please God. And I imagine the last words that Abel said was, "God likes me better." Competition is very difficult. Sibling rivalry, we have it all the time, kids competing for their parents' attention. My sister and I have a rivalry, and I'm 60 and she's 56. So if you're hoping to get that out of your kids, don't even try. It's there. And our rivalry goes something like this. For several years, I was winning this rivalry because I had figured out that at Christmas time, I wanted to enjoy Christmas. I didn't want to be racing around trying to get my last minute Christmas shopping done. So I learned to shop ahead of time and to get all the gifts wrapped and under the tree well before anybody else. And then I would call and gloat. And I would say to my sister, "How far advanced are you? All my gifts are under the tree." It escalated when I came here because now I had another thing to gloat about. I not only had to buy the gifts and wrap them, but I'd also have to pack them up and mail them, and I'd have them at her house by December 1st from the mail. And boy, did I gloat then. But 2 years ago, Linda came for a visit in November for her birthday, and she triumphantly brought out all the wrapped gifts for the family. Well, I thought this was an aberration, and it would not stand, so I had it planned out that this year I'd start in September, and by November 1st, she'd have those gifts. Well, she came for my birthday. And I thought it odd that the woman had two suitcases for a few days' trip. And as she came in with the suitcases, she said, "Let me show you something." She opened up a suitcase, and there were all our Christmas gifts wrapped. Next year, I start in January. Competition. It's one of the things that we thrive on. It's part of our DNA. And instead of the Christian church saying, perhaps we shouldn't be in competition, I think what we have to do is redefine competition in Christ's context. And Paul does that. He doesn't say don't compete with each other. He actually says we must compete. He said outdo one another in showing honor. Show mutual love. Outdoing one another means that we, instead of putting ourselves up, we outdo each other by showing honor to someone else. Now, how do we do that? Because I've got news for you. Churches compete. And oftentimes, it is not pleasing to the Lord because we compete by saying, you know, our music is better than that church. And, you know, we have more people in the pews than those over there. Or our doctrine is clearer than that church. And we start to compete, and what it does is it destroys the bond that we have in Christ Jesus. So we compete in another way. We outdo each other by showing honor to each other. So when I talk about my friends at Shepherd of the Bay Lutheran, I'll talk about their wonderful music ministry. When I talk about Bethel Baptist, I'll talk about how they've encouraged families in their church. When I talk about Sister Bay Baptist, do you know that every Sunday in their church, they pray for the churches of Northern Door County, and they'll tell me it was your church's time to pray. When I talk about Door of Life, I'll talk about their wonderful food pantry that's open 24/7. This is how we outdo each other in showing honor. And we do it by this way. We have to understand something. Paul says that we all have gifts. And the gifts are not something that we have created in ourselves. They're gifts that God has given to us. So the artists among us, that's a gift. If I were to be commissioned to do a piece of art, it'd be really ugly, because that is not my gift. There are musicians among us. If I had to sit and play the piano for a church service, it would really be bad, because that is not my gift. If I had to change light bulbs, I'd be in the hospital, because that's not my gift. And if I had to do electrical wiring in this church, well, we'd blow up, because it's not my gift. Every gift that we have comes down from the Father of lights. Every gift we have is a gift from God himself. And so it's silly for me to say my gift, my who I am, is better than who that person is. I need the gifts of the other. And we all bring something to the table. And when we understand that, then we can outdo each other in compliments, because what I bring is not something someone else brings. And I even think of my dear sister. There's one way that we don't compete. I don't try to go to the hospital as a nurse because people would die. Whenever I have a medical issue, I'll call my sister up, because I know that's her knowledge base. Whenever she has a thorny question on theology, she calls me up. Whenever we have to deal with a problem in the family, we talk to each other, and from our fields of expertise, we can help each other. This is what family does. And we're in a magnificent family, the family of God. And we're in an even more magnificent family, the human race. And instead of competing by saying, I'm better, how much better to compete by saying, how many more compliments can I give the other today? How much more can I lift someone up today? How much more can I give love today to someone who needs it and not expect anything in return? When we build each other up, that's competition. Can we outdo each other? Tomorrow in your family, can you outdo each other in showing grace and peace? Now, I do have a disclaimer here. Paul also says, as much as it is in your power, be at peace. So that means that there are times when we're not at peace. We try at all times to be the peacemakers, but there are times that we stand up. When there is abuse, God does not call us to be holy doormats. We take a stand. When there is injustice, God does not call us to be holy doormats. We take a stand. As much as we are able to be at peace, we're at peace. When we have a little spat, we get over it, we're at peace. But if there's something glaring that's happening that we need to address, we don't sweep it under the rug. That's not what this passage is talking about. And so, dear Christian brothers and sisters, how will we live out our competition this week? I want to be in competition. I want to outdo my neighbor by showing honor, by loving, by lifting up, by encouraging, by doing all those things that will make somebody else stand tall. How will you live this out this week in your home, in your work, in your community? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. that the Christian life is not only spiritual and grace-filled, but practical. And we ask that you would give us the grace this week to meet injustice, to take stands, to live at peace, to outdo one another in showing honor. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.